Well, good morning. We want to welcome all of you this morning. We are so glad that you're with us today on this 23rd Sunday after Pentecost. And we are glad that you're with us today in our worship service as we've gathered together in the name of the Lord. And we want to welcome all of those that may be listening online. And I'm going to do a shout out today to Paul and his family in India. And I hope you guys are listening today online. So, but we want to welcome all of you. And a little bit later on, we're going to be continuing in our series dealing with living, walking in the goodness of God. So as we begin, let's stand together and join for our Gloria Patria.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and never shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen.
Well, let's join together there for our call to worship. Come, let us use our voices to praise the Lord.
Our mouths will sing forth praise.
Let us ponder God's wondrous deeds.
We will call to mind God's mighty acts.
Let us sing to the Lord from the depths of our being.
Our souls exalt in God.
Well, let's join together this morning, and we are going to be turning to hymn number 7, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint there. We're singing verses 1, 2, and 4 this morning, A Shelter in the Time of Storm.
The Lord, a rock, in Him we hide, a shelter in the time of storm. Secure whatever ill betide, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. A shade by day, defense by night, a shelter in the time of storm. No fears alarm, no fears of fright, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh,
Jesus is a rock
in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, rock divine, oh, refuge dear, a shelter in the time of storm. Be thou our helper ever near, a shelter in the time of storm. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a weary land, a weary land. Oh, Jesus is a rock in a weary land, a shelter in the time of storm.
Well, let's join together there for our opening prayer this morning. God of grace, you have given us minds for knowing you, hearts for loving you, and voices for singing your praise. Fill us with your Spirit that we may celebrate your glory and truly worship you as we gather as your people during this holy moment. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. And you may be seated this morning, and we are going to sing our next hymn there, found in hymn number 380. We're going to be singing 4 verses there of Take My Life and Let It Be.
Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to Thee. Take my hands and let them move at the impulse of Thy love, at the impulse of Thy love. Take my feet and let them be swift and beautiful for Thee. Take my voice and let me sing always only for my King, always only for my King. Take my lips and let them be filled with messages from Thee. Take my silver and my gold, not a mite would I withhold, not a mite would I withhold. Take my love, my God, I pour at Thy feet its treasure store. Take myself and I will be ever only all for Thee, ever only all for Thee.
Well, I'm going to invite our kids to come forward this morning.
So has anybody ever did this before? Did anybody ever show you this before? Yeah. Can you put your fingers like this? Are those your fingers? Yes, there you go. Don't get too far ahead. Okay, what are those? Are those your fingers?
I think so.
Well, for what we're doing today, guess what those are? People. People. And they're inside the church. So if you look back there, you can see all the people. They're sitting in the pews today. And what are they inside? They're inside the church. Can you do that? Oh, good. You got it. You got it. Good job. Yeah, you got to put your fingers together like this because you got to, and then stick your two like this and then go like this. So, you see all the people? Yes, in the church. Now, let me ask you a question. If there were no people, would there be a church? No, there wouldn't. Well, no, there really wouldn't be. Because, what is the church? The church is people. That's what the church is. Sometimes we think the church is this building. But really, the church is you guys. Each one of you, you are part of the church, God's church, and you are all a part of the people that make up the church. And so when you are not here on a Sunday, guess what? I miss you when you're not here. When you're not here, for whatever reason it is. And so I like seeing your faces every Sunday when I get to see you. And the reason that's for is because the church is about people. Okay? The church is about helping people. The church is about worshiping with people. The church is praying together, all of the people praying together and singing. And the church, the people, is all about serving and helping others. And that's why we're doing all these little things. Remember, you heard me say that we're going to have boxes up here, and you can bring your canned goods and different things in, because we're going to help families. And that's what being the church is. We are the church. Yes, I know we say, I'm going to church, and we mean we're going to the building, but you are the church, each one of you. And so without you, there wouldn't be any church. And that's so important, because Jesus has called us to be the church. And what does he want us to do? Right up there it says, treat people in the same way you want them to treat you. So do you want somebody to treat you mean? No, I don't want somebody to treat me mean. So guess what? I have to treat them nice. That's what it's saying. If I treat them nice, guess what? Hopefully, and usually that's so, they will treat us nice. And that's what's part of being in the church and making a difference in people. Because sometimes when we treat somebody nice, we are showing them God's love. Sometimes when we just show a smile, and smile, maybe somebody's having a bad day, so it's nice to see a smile. Can you smile for me? There you go. I love seeing, oh, you got some teeth coming in. I see it. Yes. 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 We all need smiles, don't we? Yes, we do. There's one right there. Okay. You guys can go on downstairs today. Miss Kathy's got you. And I hope you got somebody helping you. Because there's a boatload of them today.
We're going to go to our time of prayer, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning. And before we go to prayer this morning, somebody this morning. Yes. Good. That's all right. Yes, she is a showman, so yes.
And then also the boys' soccer team lost last night.
I saw that. Who were they playing?
They played Bethel up in Bethel. Yeah.
I was really hoping that they would get them, because wasn't it their last game of the season was against Bethel, and they lost like by one or something?
Yeah.
And I was hoping they were going to get them. Yes, the first game around, yes, they did. So, someone else this morning, joy or concern? You want to share them, or you want me to share them all?
You can share.
It doesn't matter. You want to share them? Go ahead.
Well, Bill Wilkins comes in the wheelchair. He's at Miami Valley Hospital, and he needs prayer. He has a bed sore from sitting in the chair. And they operated on it, but the problem is he has an infection through his whole body because he's paralyzed from the waist down. So he needs our prayers. And then Jess is Ellen Barnes. She requested prayer. She has pancreatic cancer, stage 3. And this lady has had so many things. She's been sick. And then Kevin Gump was in the wreck up there at Snodgrass Road. He's at Grandview. He has a broken ankle, stitches on his head, broken ribs, and also they're checking to be sure the lung tissue isn't damaged. And then Olive is Barb Thomas's mom needs a valve replacement, and Brandon had the COVID, and he's like a miracle. He's healing, but we need to continue to pray for him.
Okay, yes, so there's a lot of those there. for Kevin, many of you know Kevin Gump. I saw that accident posted on Facebook, and I was wondering if it was anybody, and then later on I got a text saying that it was Kevin. Somebody T-boned him, ran the stop sign and hit him. That person passed away. They died. So we want to remember, I don't know who that is, or if they're around the area or what. What? Okay. Thank you. So we want to remember the Hicks family and loss of that loved one. And for Kevin, who definitely needs our prayers. We want to pray for Bill. Yes, he's been battling that. And pray that God will heal that infection. For Jess, that was mentioned, with the pancreatic cancer. Olive with the valve replacement. And Brandon battling the COVID. Continue prayers for Debbie. Debbie Reed, who I think is doing a little better, the latest I have heard.
She's off the ventilator, they said. And she's awake.
Okay. Someone else this morning. Yeah. Okay. Did she have the surgery, or they're going to do it? Okay. Is that from the soccer? I know, and that's taking her out of basketball too, isn't it? Yes. So, we want to keep Sarah in our prayers as she's going to be going in for surgery. And thank you for updating me, because I always wondered what came of that. So, someone else. Yes. Unspoken this morning. And... someone else this morning. Yeah.
Grandma's got an ear infection in her left ear, and the doctor gave her ear drops, but since it's on her left side, she has to use her left hand, and that's what she has trouble moving her fingers with.
Mm. So. Okay. Yeah, so we want to keep Betty Bear in our prayers. And while that's being mentioned, let me mention my sister Kathy and her husband Kevin are battling cold and flu. It started with her husband, Kevin, and then because of that, the symptoms, he got another COVID test, and it was negative. But Kathy said the last couple days she has not been feeling good either, so appreciate your prayers for them. Someone else this morning. Anybody else?
Prayers for my brother.
And what's his name?
Don Taylor.
Okay. Okay, so we want to remember Don and Judy Hainer this morning. I thought I saw another hand. There we go.
Barney's caring for a racing person that they used to race together. And I'm not trying to be rude, but he's probably the most obnoxious human being I've ever met.
Okay. And do you happen to have a first name?
Tracy.
Okay. Definitely want to keep Tracy in our prayers. And you know what a blessing that Barney is over there doing that. I think that's what I've been preaching about here lately, you know. And that's a good thing. Someone else. Trying to think if there was anybody else. We want to continue praying for Betty. She had a spell this week again and was not doing good. She was at Grandview, and we were concerned that it may have been something with the lesion on her brain, but it was not. One of the things they found out is she had a urinary tract infection. And I've seen some people with that where you would almost thought they were dying. So appreciate your prayers for Betty. And I haven't heard any more on Georgia, but we can definitely continue praying for her. this morning. Anybody else then? All right. Well, as she plays this morning, we'll give you a chance to pray for some of those needs, and then I'll come and... Sorry.
Dad has his PET scan this week.
Yes, thank you for that. Yes, appreciate your prayers for Bruce as he's going in for his PET scan to find out. We're just trusting the Lord that that last spot on his lung will be gone. And continue praying. He definitely needs strength. I took him to an appointment this past week and something else, and he's moving rather quickly now with that walker. So, but he's got to still be careful. And I'm taking him to a couple things this week. The PET scan is one of those. But he continues to need strength, and we appreciate that for him also. As you go to prayer this morning, and then I'll come and close us out. Just thinking about that song right now, glorify your name. And Lord, that's why we're here. And that's why we pray and we ask you to move in people's lives, that your name would be glorified. Today, Lord, as we come before you with humble hearts today, we're also grateful and thankful that you hear us when we pray. And Lord, I'm thinking about so many that have been mentioned today that are hurting, that are afflicted, that are needing your healing touch and your healing grace and the help of the doctors and nurses and the caregivers. And God, we're just so thankful that when we do pray and intercede and stand in the gap for others, that you are there. So Lord, we lift up those that have been mentioned today. We lift up Betty, God, asking for your healing touch. With this infection that she's battling, and give her the strength. We lift up Tracy today, God, that you would touch him as only you can do, Lord, and give Barney wisdom and the words and the love, Lord, to minister in that situation. Lord, we lift up Betty Bear, God, with this infection in the ear, Lord, that you would touch that. We lift up Kevin and Kathy today that are battling cold and flus, Lord, asking for your healing touch. We lift up Kevin Gump that was in this accident, Lord, asking for your healing touch and your grace and strength to be with him through healing and recovery. And Lord, we lift up Bill, Lord, with this infection, God. Lord, we just ask for your intervention and your hand there, and that the antibiotics and the medicine will work to bring him through that and bring healing. Lord, we continue to ask for your healing strength for Debbie, God, who's been battling COVID, and but we're grateful that she's come off of that vent, Lord. And Lord, we lift up Jess to you with this pancreatic cancer. Lord, we just ask for your healing touch and your healing grace there. As only you can do, and as they do treatments, Lord, that'll work and that'll get turned around. And Lord, we lift up Olive to you, Lord, that has to have this replacement, Lord. We just ask for your healing touch and grace there, and wisdom for the doctors, and for Brandon, who's battling COVID, Lord, and needs your healing touch there, God. And Lord, we lift up Sarah, who's going to be going in for surgery, Lord. We just pray you'll guide and direct and lead, and that they'll be able to take care of what they need to fix there, and that you'll give her that strength, Lord. Lord, we pray for Don and Judy, Lord. We lift them up to you, asking for your continued strength for them. And Lord, we lift up this unspoken need today Lord, that you would minister as only you can with that need today. And Lord, we lift up Georgia for your continued strength for her. We lift up Bruce, God. We're just, Lord, asking and trusting you for a good report this week on Wednesday when he gets that scan, that last spot on his lung will be gone. And we just pray for your continued strength and healing for his body, Lord, that he'll get stronger every day. And we're grateful and thankful. Lord, we continue to lift up our first responders, our medical personnel, our military, Lord, and all of those that are serving, Lord, and try to make a difference for our communities. God, we just ask that you'll be with them, continue to watch over them. Lord, we lift up the Hicks family, Lord, with the loss of this loved one, God. We just ask for your grace and your peace and your comfort in this time. And Lord, maybe there was somebody else that may have come in with a need, or maybe somebody that wasn't able to be here today, and we don't know always why, but God, we just ask for your touch and your grace and your strength for each one. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of our service as we break the bread of your word. May you just continue to encourage us and strengthen us and equip us that we might be people that grow and live and walk in your goodness, O God. And we're thankful for that every day as we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thy peace. Amen. Well, again, thank you for joining with us in prayer. I know it makes a big difference in people's lives. So this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And thank you so much for your faithfulness. And that continues the ministry of the church here and our reach, outreach, and all that we do. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Let's join together there for our prayer of dedication. Oh God, we thank you for your great generosity. Accept these offerings and grant that the cause to which they are devoted may prosper under your guidance. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. And boy, I sure want to take just a moment to thank David. Hasn't he done such a beautiful job playing this morning? No. Seriously, though, he is. Carla had come in and recorded the message, and so we appreciate her doing that. And so our scripture reading this morning is coming from four quick passages we are going to look at. Four of them, because I kind of want to give us a broad view of what I'm trying to convey to us this morning. First of all, we're going to be looking at a passage from Genesis, a very familiar passage, Genesis 1, verses 27 through 28. And then we'll be looking at Matthew chapter 7, verse 12. So let's begin with Genesis. God created humanity as God's reflection. In the divine image, God created them. Male and female, God made them. God blessed them and said, "Bear fruit, increase your number, and fill the earth. And be responsible for it. Watch over the fish of the sea, the birds of the air, and all the living things on the earth." Then from Matthew, "Therefore, you should treat people in the same way you want people to treat you. This is the law and the prophets." And then two others. Matthew chapter 23, where this is kind of a harsh passage where Jesus corrects. And I want, there's a reason for that, that I have that. So chapter 23, verse 23, and then 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 17, 18. "Woe to you teachers of religious law and you Pharisees, hypocrites, for you are careful to tithe even the tiniest income from your herb gardens, but you ignore the more important aspects of the law, justice, mercy, and faithfulness. You should tithe, yes, but do not neglect the more important things." And then 2 Corinthians 3, verses 17, 18. "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. And we who with unveiled faces reflect the Lord's glory grow brighter and brighter as we are being transformed into his image. This is the work of the Lord, the Spirit." That is God's word for us this morning. And I pray that the words of my mouth and the meditations of our heart will be pleasing in God's sight, our rock and our redeemer. Amen and amen. Well, a little old lady had gone into the grocery store to do some shopping. And when she came out, she realized that she had locked her keys in the car. Well, she was trying to do everything. And finally, she got a hold of a coat hanger from somebody. And she's working and working. And she just cannot get that car unlocked. Well, along comes this motorcycle that pulls up right beside her in the parking spot next to her. And this big, burly, rough-looking guy gets off, and he comes over, and he says, "Do you need some help, ma'am?" And he grabs that coat hanger from him, and within a minute or so, he's got that car unlocked and opens that door, and he gives her a big hug, and he says, "Lord, thank you for bringing this nice man to help me get my car door over." And the big burly guy goes, "Ma'am, I am not a nice man. I just got out of prison serving time for being a car thief." And the little old lady gave him a second hug and said, "Thank you, Lord, for bringing me a specialist." I want to talk to you this morning as we continue in our series, Living in the Goodness of God. It involves nurturing people. Okay, so in our series so far, we've talked about empathy and compassion and grace. And these values are the foundation on which churches nurture people. Now, sometimes, and this has happened all through history, churches believe their primary mission is to uphold the Bible or their traditions at the expense of people. However, Jesus taught us something different. In fact, in that reading where he says, "Woe to you, teachers of the religious law, you hypocrites," he was trying to get them to see that, yes, it's important to follow scriptural teaching, but sometimes you're neglecting the more important things of God's mercy and grace and love and all of those things. And Jesus taught us a different way. And what is that way? It's the way that I learned in Vacation Bible School, that I learned in Sunday school growing up. You probably remember it the King James way. Do unto others. Yes, yes. And here Jesus is trying to teach us that we are to treat others the way we want to be treated. Yes, we know that beliefs and practices, faith practices, are important for our lives. But Jesus said, if you're going to live and enjoy my goodness, you got to treat people in the right kind of way. And so as we consider nurturing people as part of living in the goodness of God, I mean, think about that for a minute. If we treat people badly, and they in turn treat us badly, how is that enjoying the goodness of God in life? It kind of reminds me of that old saying that, how's that go? Well, sometimes people will say, karma, baby, karma. You know, you're getting what you sowed. But Paul said it that way, we reap what we sow. So sometimes all of that. So as we consider this about how we treat one another and how we treat others, I want us to consider several traits here, and I'm going to have to move quick because I got three of them this morning. So first of all, let's just keep it simple. Treating people as fellow human beings. We are all a part of the human race. We all live on this planet, and we're all here together. And how are we going to treat them? That's the question. And the church is all about people. That's what the church is about. And if we want people to come to and be a part of our community of faith, then that's what it's all about, is people. As I was telling the kids, there would be no church if there were no people. In fact, the Greek word for church in the New Testament, ekklesia, means an assembly of people. A gathered assembly of people. So let me think about that for a minute. And I was trying to share this with the kids, and I believe this is true. As I was working on this week, these names just started coming to my mind. I apologize. I am not trying to name everybody's names. I'm not going to do that. I'm just giving you an example or an idea. So when you are gone and you are out for a while, we miss you. I miss you. I can tell when I stand up and I know where all of you sit, usually on Sundays, I know pretty much immediately who's missing and who's not on a Sunday. I miss Bev when she goes down to Kentucky and is with the grandkids. I understand that. I miss Brad and Carla when they're gone, which they are today, seeing the grandkids in Kentucky. I miss Georgia Group when she's not in the Bible study, because she's going over to spend time with Deke. And I miss David when he misses once in a while, when he's caring and working. I miss our farmers when they're in the field. JJ, Doug, Grant, and I'll still include Smoke in there, although he's gone for another reason today. And I miss all of you. I was thinking about that when you guys are gone. Why is that? Because nurturing people involves being there for each other. I remember when I was in Bible college, one of my senior pastoral ministry classes was pastoral care and counseling. And the pastor, and I loved him, he was a great guy, that taught that class, Dr. Oliver McMahon, he taught us as future pastors about creating a congregation of pastoral care. Because the first thing he said is, he says, as your church grows, he says, you cannot care for everybody. He says, you have to have a congregation that is a caring congregation that reaches out and ministers. And we never know what someone might be facing when they walk through those doors back there, especially if they're a visitor. Some of us are usually doing well. Some of us may not. Some of us may be recovering. Some of us may be struggling. Some of us may be hurt or wounded by something that happened. Some may be facing health issues or discouragement. And I could go on and on. But the key is that we are there for one another. And I love it. I hear it all the time. And it does not bother me one bit when I hear about so-and-so. They said, well, hey, I called so-and-so this week. And I'm like, great, you know. Or I checked up on so-and-so, or I've been visiting so-and-so. And I'm like, that is wonderful. That is what it's all about. That's what's about being a part of the body of Christ. Because we cannot all do it. We got to work together. And I think that's a part of walking in this. Second thing I want you to see is treating people as God's image bearers. One of the interesting things, and that's why I read the Genesis passage, is that God has made, whether they come to the church or even know Christ or not, according to this teaching, is that all have been made in the image of God. They all bear God's image, and they are to be loved and respected and treated in the right way. Because part of being made in God's image is not only caring for creation, as it said, be responsible for it, but caring and being responsible for each other. And that's how God, when God told humanity to fill the earth, God says, oversee it, care for it. Because God knew if we take care of where we live, we're going to live in the goodness of God and enjoy it. If all we do is poison our world, guess what we're all going to do? Die. And maybe early, and maybe not good. I know that sounds brutal, but there's a lot of truth to that. Just think of the simple things there. And part of our responsibility as image bearers is helping guide and nurture all creation. So that, why is that? Why does God say that? So life flourishes. You want to have a flourishing life, that's how we enjoy the goodness of God. And another part of being made in God's image is reflecting God's glory in the world. Now, when you and I, as Paul teaches us, we're to reflect Christ. And Paul kind of uses this image, and he's drawing it out of the Old Testament story of Moses in Exodus, where when Moses was on the mount with the fire of God up there and came down with the Ten Commandments, when he eventually came down, there's a story in Exodus that said his face was shining so brightly that they had to put a veil over him because it was scaring the people down when he came out of the presence of the Lord. And so Paul says, we as followers of Christ, guess what? We don't need the veil. It's come off. And we're to let our light shine to others. That's why I was saying with the kids, let that smile shine. Let those eyes shine. Let it shine to other people because we are reflecting Christ. And we are helping others to see what God has for them. Now, thankfully, God helps us to reflect Christ. That's why Paul says we are being transformed from, and the translation that I read this morning for you said brighter and brighter. Some translation says from glory to glory. Yes, that he is transforming us. and making us into his image. And that's all a part of being image people. And we do that with one another here in the body of Christ, but also out there. And then the third one, and this is an obvious one too, is treating people as family. Treating people as family. Welcoming people is part of nurturing them. Welcoming them. Let me ask you a question. Have you ever been to a place when you walked in and you were there for a few minutes, you did not feel welcomed at all? I've been in a few occasions. Now, you know me. You know how outgoing I am. I can talk to anybody. Jody always says, you know, I just go up to anybody and start talking with them and be friends. And I've never even met them before. But there's been a few occasions where I've been in a place and instantly I'm uncomfortable. And I'm like, I don't know what it is, but I can't stay here. You know, where you just don't. That is a weird thing. And the first thing I wanted to do in those instances on a couple occasions is get the heck out of there. But here's the thing. Everybody wants to belong, whether they admit it or not. Everybody wants to feel included. Everybody wants to be welcomed. And that's why it's so important that we welcome people. When we see somebody here that's sitting by themselves, it's okay to say, hey, come and sit with me. Whether they're here all the time or maybe they're visiting for the first time. Because why is this? When we include others, making them feel at home and a part of our church family, we are creating an atmosphere for nurturing them. And what I mean by nurturing is nurturing them in the faith and in Christ. And you know what? We all know this. It takes time for a group of strangers to feel like family, isn't it? You remember the first time you met some of your in-laws? Yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes you get it's like family immediately. Other times it may not be like that. Because at the heart of nurturing people is making them feel at home. So as I close my message here, I want to paint a picture for you here real quick just to think about this. So think of it this way. Think of living in the goodness of God as living as siblings, if you will. We may fight and bicker. We may hurt each other's feelings. We may not even talk to one another for a little while. But siblings eventually and usually always care about one another. Siblings look out for one another. Siblings believe in one another. Siblings trust one another. Siblings, and here's the best of it all, siblings see the good and the bad in us and love us anyways. Living and growing in the goodness of God involves nurturing people. Seeing others' full potential and helping them to move towards reflecting God, the God-given image that they have. Because it's all about nurturing people. Amen. Amen. Well, let's stand together. You can say hi to one or two people real quick here. And then we'll go ahead and close out with our final little chorus there, Learning to Lean. Yeah.
Real quickly here, just something quick to let you know about. Linda's going downstairs real quick to get one of those basket bowls to put, if you want to give a donation to help that family. The only other way I know of is you need to drop it off at one of the offices at the school before school's out tomorrow. So it's either today or you can drop it by the school tomorrow to help out that family. I was kind of hoping maybe I could meet with council and the church could maybe give some money too, but we're missing several of those people, so I'm not sure how I'm going to handle that. But if you'd like to give, Linda's going down to get a bowl and our basket, maybe she'll put it in the back and you can throw in something there for that.
Okay, let's go ahead and close out with our chorus there, Learning to Lean. I think we'll sing it through twice, hopefully.
Learning to lean, learning to lean. I'm learning to lean on Jesus, finding more power than I've ever dreamed. I'm learning to lean on Jesus.
Let's join together for our benediction. Go forth, blessed ones, to serve God all your days.
The pathway is open before us this day.
May God's mighty love and wondrous blessings go with us, bringing hope to all we meet. Amen. Amen.